Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. A graduate of Lexington High School has won a Nobel Prize. This morning, the Nobel Committee announced that Carolyn Bertozzi will receive the 2022 Nobel Prize in Chemistry, as will her colleagues Morten Meldahl and K. Barry Sharpless. Bertozzi graduated from Harvard. She's a professor now at Stanford University. Meldahl is at the University of Copenhagen, and Sharpless works out of Scripps Research in California. So, Carolyn, I know you found out about the award in the early morning hours there in California because the Nobel call came in from Stockholm. You likely knew the chemistry award was coming out today. Did you have any suspicion at all that your phone would ring in the wee hours?
No. I mean, you're right. I did know that this was the day for the chemistry Nobel Prize. But for me, it was like any other day. You know, I went to bed and I was sound asleep. And then the phone started buzzing and eventually it woke me up. And I was a little confused at first until I looked at the number and realized it was an international number from Sweden. And that's when the impossible suddenly seemed possible. It took me a few minutes to recognize that this was not some strange dream or some hallucination, that I really did have the chair of the Nobel Committee on the phone with his colleagues behind him congratulating me on the Nobel Prize. What a shock.
And how do you respond to something like that? I mean, once you catch your breath.
Well, I don't think I caught my breath the entire phone call. The whole time I was pretty speechless, and I think they were somewhat bemused by it because I'm not known as a speechless person. And they told me, okay, well, you have 50 minutes until the live announcement. And in that period of time, I took it upon myself to make a few phone calls just to my closest inner circle of confidants, which includes my father. And my dad is 91 years old, and he's a retired physics professor from MIT. And so he, you know, understands the gravity of a Nobel Prize and what that means. And he was just so overjoyed, just bursting with pride. And I'm so happy that he is still with us, that he could enjoy this moment with me.
I wonder now, for those who need a 30-second lesson, Professor Bertozzi, in what you and your colleagues won the Nobel for, we should say it's click chemistry. And how do you say this word? Bio-orthogonal reactions?
You got it.
Okay.
Perfect.
Good. That are used to make cancer drugs, map DNA, create materials that are tailored for a specific purpose is as far as I know, but maybe you can unpack that a little bit.
So basically, bio-orthogonal chemistry is basically chemistry that does not interact with or interfere with anything in a biological setting. And that's a bit of a superpower for a chemical reaction to have, because that means you can actually do these chemical reactions and take two reagents and react them to form a bonded product. And you can do that even in living cells. You know, we use these reactions to label biological molecules with imaging probes so we can track them around inside living animals and even someday in human patients, you know, to diagnose diseases. Other groups are using these chemistries to make new materials. So the way I like to think of it is bio-orthogonal chemistry kind of kickstarted this idea that you could do chemistry in biological settings. And then the click chemistry reaction turned out to have some really magical properties that we leveraged as we were kind of developing the field.
And are you building on that science now, or have you moved on?
What I'm really excited about is using bio-orthogonal click chemistry reactions to build new kinds of medicines that have unprecedented mechanisms of action and that can basically treat diseases that have been previously untreatable.
So I take it you're not going to rest on your laurels.
No, nobody should ever do that.
No, and I should say that you're relatively young for winning a Nobel. You graduated Lexington High in 1984, Harvard in 1988. You are obviously a woman in a male-dominated field. I wonder how both of those things have worked for you and worked against you.
Well, that's a really interesting question. And of course, I fully understand the gravity of having a woman named as a Nobel laureate in the sciences, because there's just so few. You know, it's hard to know, you know, how your gender affects your career because you can't live a parallel life. But I would like to think that the impact of the chemistry kind of speaks for itself. And, you know, of course, it's incredibly rewarding to see increasing numbers of women enter the sciences, enter academic sciences, rise up to the top of their profession, and then in a few cases, you know, get recognized with a Nobel Prize. Things are trending in the right direction.
And if you could have the ear of some of the young women at Lexington High School right now or at the Carey Memorial Library, what would you tell them?
Well, you know, the interesting thing is I think if I were in the library with all those Lexington High School students, I would be the listener and I would be asking them to tell me, where do you want to be in the future and what's your plan and what are your ideas? Because it's the students that are their age that are the dreamers. They're the ones that, you know, think about the future. They have so much more of a future than I do at my age. And they're passionate, they're fearless, they're fierce. And they are also a very optimistic generation. They don't see limits on what they can achieve in their futures. So I think I would be learning from them more than they would be learning from me.
What are you going to do to celebrate once the phone stops ringing?
Well, it's a good question. I'm hoping I have a chance to eat a meal and maybe get out of my pajamas and into some real clothes. That would be my goal.
Carolyn Bertozzi, Nobel Prize winner in chemistry, which she shares with two other recipients, Barry Sharpless and Morton Meldahl. She's a 1984 graduate of Lexington High School and is now at Stanford. So happy for you, Carolyn. Thank you and congratulations.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.